So the Senate Committee on Labor, Public and Employment and Retirement will come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines in compliance with those orders. The Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. Due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chairs may institute time limits on testimony. Today, each side will be permitted an equal amount of time to be determined by the chair, and today that time has been determined. That lead witnesses will have 2 minutes for each witness, 2 minutes for each, and there is no reserving time for other witnesses. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measures. For these witnesses, there will be a limit of 10 minutes total for all support and 10 minutes total for all identified opposition. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to 2 hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-692-8953. Once again, the number is 877-692-8953, and the access code is 705-6909. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and our committee website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1 and then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted, and at that time, you'll be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you're watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools and technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. We have one bill on today's agenda, SB 646, brought forward by Senator Hertzberg. Before we hear his presentation, let's establish a quorum. Consultant, could you please call the roll?
Cortese?
Here.
Cortese here. Ochoa Bogue? Here. Ochoa Bogue here. Durazo? Here. Durazo here. Laird?
Here.
Laird here. Newman?
Here.
Newman here.
So we have a quorum. Thank you. Senator Hertzberg, if you're ready, you may proceed to present.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and esteemed members of this very important committee of the California State Senate. In 2016, the University of California, Berkeley, one of our 10 campuses, issued a report, Race to the Bottom. Race to the Bottom. What have we been trying to do over the last number of decades in this legislature in trying to make sure that, you know, we've done this for a century, basically, but as we dig deeper, we find instances where certain industries are particularly impacted. Janitorial business is one of those areas of work where workers are often exploited and don't receive the level of protections through various contracting and hiring processes. So what are we trying to do in this bill? Why have we introduced it now? And why are you taking time away from session to hear this? Because we have an opportunity with some companies to be able to change the law in a way that incentivizes organized labor through various exemptions of PAGA and the like, to be able to actually provide incentives to these employers to organize, helps the employers on the one hand, and helps the workers on the other. It is a unique circumstance. We don't do this in all different areas of the law. You have to make a showing. And the reason I started with the notion about the University of California's race to the bottom is that it informs the unique nature of these folks that are in the janitorial business that are being exploited. And that's the reason I'm here today. That's the reason why we've introduced this legislation. And that's the reason why I think it's an important issue that deserves the attention of this important legislature. And with that, we have Dean Grafillo on behalf of ABM Industries. Isn't that the company that, what's his name started? From UCLA Law School? Isn't that the guy? I can't remember who started that company. But whatever, so on behalf of ABM Industries, please, thank you.
All right, thank you, Senator. Lead support witness Dean Grafillo, you may come forward and begin your testimony. As we indicated, there's been a limitation or constraint on lead testimony in general support or opposition of 2 minutes. If you could try to abide by that, we'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. You may proceed.
Chair and Senators, as mentioned, my name is Dean Grafillo on behalf of ABM Industries Incorporated and sponsor for SB 646. Thank you, Senator Steinberg, for authoring this bill. I do not have
Steinberg,
much more.
Hertzberg, we're all the same. I know.
Sorry.
Hertzberg.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
I love Steinberg, too. He's a much better tennis player than I want you to know.
I do not have much more to add than what you already stated, Mr. Hertzberg. Fundamentally, SB 646 will help to protect the integrity of what was mutually agreed upon via the collective bargaining process, a value this committee and House has followed repeatedly. Similar to what this committee passed in 2018 with AB 1654, but in an even more narrow way, SB 646 will allow the CBA to be fully realized. This bill will only impact approximately 11% of janitors in California, 25,000 employees, predominantly Latina immigrants. Fly-by-night janitorial contractors too often make a fast buck off the back of these individuals, threatening the stable and strong wages and benefits we provide as we continue to strive to be a good corporate citizen. By voting in favor for SB 646, your vote will help address the problem of scofflaw subcontractors that use other crooks that skirt the law as articulated in UC Berkeley's report. As equally important, your I vote will help strengthen our CBAs and decades-long relationship we've had with SEIU. This bill has received strong bipartisan support in the Assembly. Please vote aye on SB 646. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. We're gonna move now to general support testimony. Those who are wishing to indicate support, you may do so, but you have to limit your comments to name, affiliation, and your position on the measure, which at this point would be support. Thank you. Welcome. Please identify yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Renee Bayardo with SEIU California in support.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else here in room 4203 that wishes to express support? Seeing none, we'll check the overflow room for anyone wishing to testify. Seeing none there, we'll go to the moderator now and ask the moderator to queue up anyone wishing to testify over the teleconference system in support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in support of SB 646, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Once again, if you wish to comment in support of SB 646, you may press 1 and then 0. We have no comments in queue at this time.
All right, thank you, moderator. We're gonna go through the same process now to allow equal time for opposition. There's no lead opposition witness identified. Is there anyone here in room 4203 that wishes to express opposition to this bill? If so, please come forward. Seeing no one come forward, we'll check the overflow room, and there appears to be no one there wishing to testify. And we'll go back to the moderator and ask the moderator to please check the queue for anyone who wishes to express opposition to this bill at this time.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to comment in opposition of SB 646, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And once again, if you wish to comment in opposition of SB 646, you may press 1 and then 0. We have no comments in queue at this time.
All right, thank you for checking, moderator. We're going to come back now to the committee and ask if there are any comments, questions, or general discussion from members of the committee. Senator DeRozzo?
I'd like to move the bill, but also comment that I appreciate the authors introducing this. To me, it's always been much better when there's collective bargaining agreement that takes care and addresses the issues of wages, and if somebody doesn't follow the wages, you know, there's a whole process, internal process there. So I believe in collective bargaining a lot more than just filing a lot of lawsuits. So I appreciate that that's being done here. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Senator. Anybody else? Anything else? No one else wishing to be recognized? And you have the opportunity to close, Senator Hertzberg.
Yeah, just very quickly, when Senator Dunn introduced the or passed the PAGA bill, I can't remember what that was, but I was around in those days. The purpose was where employees in a situation like this didn't have the benefits of the collective of a union to represent them. The whole theory behind labor law is that we as a state protect the individual, unless, of course, the individual joins together and has a sufficient bargaining power to protect themselves. And so this compromise that's here addresses with this race to the bottom issue on the one hand, and really in these unique circumstances isn't a compromise at all, because these things can be, the employees can be protected rather than being acting on their own individual behalf. And so with that, I ask for your support.
Well, thank you, Senator Steinberg. I mean, Hertzberg.
Yeah, if you're really old, you'll know Eisenberg.
We are going to come back to the motion by Senator DeRozzo and ask the consultant to call the roll call, please.
The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Cortese?
Aye.
Cortese, aye. Ochoa Bogue? Ochoa Bogue, no. Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye.
All right, the bill is out on a 4-1 vote. Thank you very much. And before we, thank you, Senator. All joking aside, we're grateful for your work. Before we adjourn, let me just make a very quick acknowledgement, I think on behalf of all of us, to the committee staff here. You know, I didn't do this at our last meeting because something told me there was a likelihood we might be back together before the end of this session. Alma Perez, Glenn Miles, and Jake Ferrara, I think, have done a lot of work with all of us, you know, helping prepare all of us. I will exercise a point of personal privilege and thank my chief of staff, Sunshine Borelli, who takes it upon herself to staff this particular committee and this particular subject area. But to Alma particularly, who just a few weeks, if that, into the session, was named the chief consultant for this committee. And, you know, I was really kind of busy and remiss and maybe a little bit too new to pause for a minute and congratulate you at that time. And just want to make sure that we do that here before the session wraps up. So a little belated, but congratulations on your role. And thank you and to the entire staff and the consultants for just doing a terrific job all year long. Thank you. Maybe we can engage in a little round of applause. So with that, we are now adjourned.